Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so, my friends, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms 27. And we'll read verses 1 through 6 together. And we're just going to have the Holy Ghost have its way. Can I get an amen? Praise God. I've entitled this evening's message, "The Light Shall Expel the Darkness." The light shall expel the darkness. Let's take a look at this on the screen right now. And let's go there. The light shall expel the darkness. And so, my friends, are you there at Psalms 27? And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And let's go. And the Word of God reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumble and fell." Verse 3, "Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this I will be confident." Verse 4, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock." And verse 6, "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in this tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord." Praise God. Praise God. My friends, this Bible study, I hope, will bring some insight to the days that we live in. Today, it's just not an ordinary day, but to our nation, a new administration has taken the helm. And we all know about their agenda. We all know about the left and the progressive. We all know the platform that they adhere to. And one of the things that's contrary, that opposes the Word of God, is that platform, the Democratic platform, is pro-abortionist. They're pro-homosexual. They're pro so many things that is contrary to the Word of God. We're going to focus and we're going to look at just a few things why I truly believe Jesus said that in the last days there would be total gross darkness that will basically be upon the earth. And some of those things are here upon us already. And so, saints of God, the Bible says that in the last days, as I just mentioned, gross darkness will cover the earth. Apparently, it's already here. Why? Because Isaiah prophesied that when Jesus appeared, who is the true light, that the Gentiles will come to the light. Aren't you so blessed to know that since the fall of Adam and Eve, actually, we live in a fallen world. We lived in darkness. But Jesus says in the last days, it would be gross darkness. In our nation right now, we're going to look at it. We're going to see some of the things that are abominations to God. This may not be a popular message for you tonight. Maybe you're going to go, "Oh, here he goes with all these things that are taking place." Well, if the church doesn't wake up and shout it from the rooftop, then why are we a church at all? We should be the watchman on the wall, warning the church of the impending judgment that will come. Now, let me just say this, my friends. Did you know that when Jesus comes, he's not just going to come and say, "Hello, and I'm here now to set up my kingdom." He's coming to judge the world. Everything, the end game, everything ends with judgment. And that's a lot of things, and that's a lot of scriptures, and that's a lot of teaching that the church today will not teach. They want to keep, it seems like they would just want to keep the congregation in the dark. Well, I'm just a little flicker of light with many other churches who are the watchman on the wall, who will warn, who will sound the alarm, who blow the shofar and say, hey, there's pending danger that's coming. So Jesus, when he appeared on the scene, it was through Christ that us Gentiles could come to the light. Hallelujah. And to save us from our sins. Can I get an amen? Let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at the word of God. In Isaiah 60, 1 through 3, the word of God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Praise God. For behold, look at this. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Praise God. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Praise God. Saints, I truly believe our nation in its present condition is at the darkest moments in the entire history. That's right. Right now, they're celebrating just about everything that's ungodly, everything that is contrary to the Word of God. This cancer culture wants to cancel the church out. This cancel culture that we live in right now wants to silence the church. And believe it or not, Christianity is an enemy to them. This is why they want to silence you in social media. They want to silence you in the public arena. They want to silence you in the colleges and in the school system. They want to silence you in every aspect of life. Why? Because we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are the ones that our life brings convictions to the unbelievers. And they hate it. They don't want us around anymore. It's evident. But I'm here to let you know, hallelujah, if God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. The Bible says, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Can I get an amen? God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. God has called us for such a time as this. For what? To be the light. Hallelujah. To bring salvation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. To proclaim, to testify, to witness, to glorify his name, to walk in holiness. You see, my friends, people that you invite to church, to a Bible study, some of them may never, ever come to a Bible study or to a church. And so the only Jesus they're ever going to see is your life. Praise God. And so we need to take a closer look at the current moral condition of our country. That's right. Let's look at this right now. Let's look at this. The abortion catastrophe. That's right. The abortion catastrophe. Let's look at this for a moment. America's in a moral free fall. Oh, yes, it is. I hope you know that. It definitely is. Let's look at this for a moment. America has murdered 60 million babies in the womb since Roe v. Wade. What? 60 million. Let me just say this. If you were to take just the blood alone of all the babies that have been aborted since 1973, it would fill one of the lakes in Michigan. Yes, that's how much blood that has been spilt on this land. And God is ready to vomit the land out, my friends. My friends, I'm telling you, we live in a day right now that God is about ready to draw the line. But the question is, are you on the side of God or are you on the side of the culture? What side are you on, my friends? You know, right now there's a siren I can hear right now outside of this building. And I believe it's right on time because God is sounding the siren right now to wake up, church. God is about ready to do something in the midst of this corrupt generation. But I'm here to let you know that God is going to get glory out of your life, out of my life. Can I get an amen? Praise God. God is a mighty God. We love the Lord. How many love the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at this right now. If they survive the womb, America tries to seduce them into transgender sexual deviation when they're young. That's right. That's right. So if they get past that stage in their life, meaning getting past the womb, then now this culture is so filthy and so ungodly, it wants to pollute their mind. Look at this. Look at number four here. If they survive that, America corrupts them with a godless education. Let me just say this. They have removed the name of Jesus. They have removed the Bible. They have removed, praise the Lord. They have removed everything that pertains to our life. And our life is the Lord Jesus Christ. They have removed that from the public square. Now, they'll allow you to pray in the Muslim religion. They'll allow you to pray to Buddha. They'll allow you to pray to Confucius, but just don't pray in the name of Jesus. Why is that? Because there's power in the name. Oh, that's the only name that can save. That's the only name that can turn a heart. Can I get an amen? My friends, we're living in a time right now that should be exciting to the Christian. Why? Because Jesus is about to return. That's right. There's going to be enough that God says, enough is enough, and I'm now coming. I'm coming now to bring the final judgment. Wow. Right now, the nations are gathering. Right now, everything that was prophesied thousands of years ago is now coming to pass. And the sign, the major sign to see that we are in the last days, that God would gather millions of the Jews that were scattered, praise God, and he brought them back to their land. They became a nation in 1948. And now they are the little nation of Israel. God said, I would do that, and he has done that. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. We live in a time right now that you and I, we should be saying, thank you, Jesus. You have allowed us to be born in this generation so that we can see the coming, the second coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's look at number five. If they survive that, the divorce rate in America has left millions of families without fathers for godly and moral support. My goodness, why do you think there's so many killings in Chicago and Philadelphia and New York and other cities, major cities? Why? Because the father is no longer in the home. That's right. This progressive agenda has basically come alongside this culture. That's right. To promote fornication and to allow illicit sexual activity. And then what happens is the father's not responsible. He's no longer there. He doesn't care. And so the woman now will be dependent upon the government to care for her and for the child. And there is no priest at the home. And the woman sometimes has to work. Well, those children are raising themselves. And so most young boys are looking. They're looking for a relationship with an older man. And so where do they find it? They find it in the gangs. They find it in the street. They find it there. And that's where you see so many of them are dying right now. Kids that are 12 years old being shot in Chicago. Why? Because of what's taking place in our society right now. Why? Because when you remove God, then you have a nation of spiritual barbarians roaming around. The Bible says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Can I get an amen? The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let's look at this right here. Let's look at my sixth point right here. If they can survive the abortion mills and grow to be adults, America drowns them in a sea of what? Pornography. Wow. Wow, that's right. A sea of pornography. Let me just say this. Simi Valley in California is the place. It's where I would say 99.9% of pornography is coming from Simi Valley, and it's polluting the world. It's going around the world. It's a billion-dollar industry, my friends. My goodness. And right now, nations around the world look at us as a very corrupt nation. Why? In the book of Revelation chapter 18, it says that we could possibly be the whore of Babylon. That the nations have been drunk off our deviant lifestyle. My goodness, we need some help. Can I get an amen? Now, another thing that will bring immediate judgment would be this right here. Let's look at this for a moment. Homosexuality is a detestable and unnatural act, and it has become natural to the eyes of the unbelievers. That's right, my friends. That's right. Yes, men having sex with each other is an abomination, and it's condemned by God. Women having sex with each other is also an abomination and condemned by God. This isn't new news. It's not like all of a sudden Christians have come on the scene proclaiming sodomy is an immoral act and a sin against the eyes of God. Look what the Word of God says right here. It says in Matthew 19, 4 through 6, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them what? Male and female. That's right. He didn't create hairy and scary. He created male and female. And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become what? One flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. And what therefore God has joined together, let not man what? Separate. My goodness, my goodness. My friends, saints, Scripture is very crystal clear on the subject of homosexuality behavior, same-sex marriage, and sexual immorality. God is also clear on marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman. Can I get an amen? That's right. It's hard to twist Genesis. There's nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. There's nothing in these two verses about a man marrying a man or a woman being joined with the woman. Look, Jesus was quoting the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. Let's look at this for a moment. Look in Genesis 2, 23 through 24. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And they shall what? Become one. One flesh. Praise God. Now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at the word amoral or immoral. It's lacking a moral sense. Unconcerned with the rightness or wrongness of something. That's right. That's what that word means. And we live in an amoral culture right now. That's right, my friends. We do. You see, the Bible is crystal clear on the subject of that. And so we need to take heed. Can I get an amen? I got Scripture to back that up. I want to stay on this for just a moment. Why? Because this is what's going to bring judgment. If God had to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, He's got to judge us too. Because if He doesn't judge this nation and other nations that practice this abomination, well, guess what? He will have to go back to Sodom and Gomorrah and give them an apology. And He's not going to do that. Can I get an amen? Now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. Leviticus 18, 22. You shall not lie with the male as with the woman. It's what? An abomination. Jesus said, He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So nothing changes with God. Can I get an amen? This was in the Old Testament. Now let's look at the New Testament in Romans 1:27. And the men likewise gave up natural relationships with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men. And look at this. And receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Wow. Wow. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will what? Inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. Wow, my friends. Listen, how many would rather believe God what's written than to believe this culture where none of it was written by God? You see, the Bible says that the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And we must take heed in the days that we live in. Can I get a? I know this is not a popular message, and some of you right now are probably going to just turn this off, but that's okay. You can go ahead and turn it off, but that's not going to change the fact that God said what's an abomination unto him will always be an abomination, hallelujah, unto him. Can I get an amen? Now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at Romans 1, 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, these are godless people. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Look at this. Backbiters, haters of God. And this culture hates God. Can I get an amen? It hates God with a passion. Proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Look at this. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are what? Worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Wow. Wow, my friends. Wow. This is why I'm exhorting you, saint of God. Don't look at this stuff. Turn from it. Ask God to help you. If you have an issue with these areas in your life, go to God. Cry out to God. God will equip you. God will empower you. God will strengthen you. God, hallelujah, will be your shield and buckler. God will be your all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, there's wonderful programs out there like the AAA, you know, the 12-step program. But I'm here to let you know all you need to do is take one step toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will deliver you. He will set you free. For whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Can I get an amen? Now, I need your attention right up here, my friends. This is a nation so far down the sewer of immorality and wickedness that most Americans are numb and have accepted the licentiousness of our dark nation, which we call today America. It's very dark. It's very, very dark. You need to open up your spiritual eyes. Can I get an amen? Now, but I got good news. That's why the Bible, listen, this is why the Bible is called the good news. Jesus came because he knew that when Adam and Eve fell, that the day that we would live in today would be covered in gross darkness. But that's why Jesus came, because there is, look at this right up here. Is there hope for our nation? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Say yes with me. Yes. And yes, the answer is what? Jesus. Say that with me at home. Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Now, look what God says in John 8:12. He says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not what? Walk in darkness, but have the light, hallelujah, of life. You see, when God, hallelujah, reached down and he saw us when we were in the sewer. A lot of us, we were in the guttermost, to the uttermost. God saved us. Hallelujah. God found us. He cleansed us. He washed us. He gave us a heart to repent. He filled us with his spirit. He has anointed us. Now we are walking in the ways of the Lord. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind according to the word of God, according to the power of God, according to the anointing of God. Now we can walk and do the things that Jesus has called us to do. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. You and I now can walk, hallelujah, in the glory of God. We can lay hands on the sick and recover. We can speak life, hallelujah, to an unbeliever and watch God bring them into that place of surrenderance unto him. Hallelujah. God wants to do the miraculous in our lives. All we need to do is surrender and yield to the power and the anointing of God. Can I get an amen in the house? Somebody got to give God praise and glory, hallelujah, for what he has done in your life, for what he is doing in our life, hallelujah. And there are many souls still left to be saved. Can I get an amen? God wants to use you. God wants to use me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at this word right here. In John 9, 4 through 5, Jesus says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am what? The light. The light of the world. Praise God. Praise God. And so, my friends, is there a remedy? Yes. The Word of God is our remedy. Can I get an amen? Say that with me. The Word of God is our remedy. This is what will save a man, a woman, a child. Can I get amen? The written Word of God. God spoke it and is forever settled in heaven. Can I get an amen? Now, let's look at what the Word of God says here in the book of Romans. And do know this. Look at this. And do this knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent. Say that with me. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Praise God. Look at this. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. Verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Say that with me. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. You see, my friends, God has the answer. It's through the Word of God, through the power of God. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what your struggle is. God will deliver you. God is your answer, but you got to turn to Him. Can I get an amen? Turn to the Lord. Turn with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and watch God do the miraculous. Hallelujah in your life. Let's look at what He says right here in John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except what? Through me. Praise God. Praise God. Now, my friends, I want you to see this for a moment. As a true child of God, born of the Holy Spirit, there is an inward witness of truth, and it's burned in our hearts through faith. Can I get an amen in the house? It's by faith, my friends. It's by faith. Praise God. You see, my friends, God's chosen people can only discern unrighteousness. Let me just say that again. God's chosen people can truly discern unrighteousness. Why? Because we're born from above. We got the power of God. The Holy Spirit is in us. That gives us discernment now to truth and to error. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that when God saved you, hallelujah, He has equipped you. He has filled you with His power and has given you now a cleaner insight, a clearer insight, praise God, to the things of God that pertain to Him and holiness and righteousness, praise God. Now, let's look at the Word of God right up here found in 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16. It's spelled out right here. But the natural man, say that with me, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is what? Rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have what? The mind of Christ. Praise God. You and I, we've been blessed to have what? Thank you, Jesus. The mind of Christ. Through the second birth, God has filled us, hallelujah, and saved us. We've been born from above, hallelujah, by repenting of our sins and receiving Jesus Christ, being washed in the blood and being filled with His Spirit. Praise God. Now, let's look at what 1 Peter says right up here. Look at this. Say this with me at home. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who has called you what? Out of darkness into His marvelous light. Verse 10, who once were not a people. That was you and I. We were never a people of God, but now are the people of God by faith, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed what God has done for you? But see, the majority of this world, the majority of the people in this nation, Satan has blinded their eyes. Oh yes, look at this for a moment. Satan has blinded the eyes of all unbelievers, Oh, yes, he has. I got scripture to back that up. Oh, yes, it's found in 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 4. Look at this. Therefore, since we have this ministry, you and I, we have the ministry of reconciliation. We have the ministry of salvation. Look at this. Since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in the craftiness. Look at this. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. You see, at one time we were lost, but now we've been found. And God now has given us these supernatural gifts to discern through the power of the Holy Spirit. But let's look at verse 3 and 4 here. But if our gospel, say that with me at home. But if our gospel is veiled, meaning if it's hid, it is hid to those who are perishing. What? That's right. People don't realize that. Even Christians don't understand and don't realize that you could have possibly a family member, a friend, an acquaintance, someone on the job who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible's clear. These people that are not born again, they will perish. They will die in their sin. Look at this. But even if our gospel is veiled, meaning hid, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God, notice little g, that's Satan, the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Wow. Wow, my friends. Woo. My Lord, my Lord. See, the enemy has blinded to keep them deceived. But we all know, hallelujah, because God has delivered us. God has washed us. He has eradicated our sin. Praise God. Now, let's look what 1 John says right here. 1 John 2, 7 through, look at this, 7 through 11. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away. And the true light is already shining. That's the Holy Ghost that's living inside of us. Hallelujah. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. What? That's right. That's right. Listen, listen. Let me just say this. When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, he should illuminate truth and give you the joy of the Lord, where you can now be empowered by him to forgive your enemy, to forgive those who have done you wrong. You see, the natural man can't do that. But us who are spiritual, we have the power now to forgive like Jesus did on the cross. Can I get amen? Let's go back to the word right up here. Look at this. In verse 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going. Why? Because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Wow. Wow. Praise God. And so the key, my friends, the key is this right up here. We must continue to follow Jesus. Can I get an amen? We need to continue to follow Jesus. That's right. That's right. Because it says right here in John 10, 27 through 30, praise God. This is for the believer. This is for the one that has been born again. This is the one who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the one that is part of the sheepfold of his pasture. Hallelujah. It says, my sheep, in verse 27, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them what? Eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Woo! Praise God. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Praise God. Praise God. That's right. Listen, if you want to know that you're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name, the evidence is the Spirit of God coming in when a person repents and is washed in the blood. Now, I want you to look at this for a moment. Behind me, you see those clouds. Jesus is coming back in the clouds. That's right. He's coming back very soon. I hope you know that. I hope you know that Jesus is coming back soon. That's right. Listen, Paul, 2,000 years, wrote to the Thessalonian church, and he gave them the key that pertains for you and I, because this event hasn't happened yet. And the Bible says the next greatest event that will be documented in world history will be the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. All these unbelievers, all these cancel cultures, all these people who deny Jesus Christ, God is going to appear and he's going to take his church out, and then he's going to bring judgment to those who has forsaken the word of God, who has kicked God out of the culture after God graciously put this nation together by his grace. Oh yeah, let's go to God's word. Look at this. Saints, Jesus is coming soon. He's about ready to appear. We're almost out of here. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, the word of God says, "But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, hallelujah, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." Praise God. "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself," say that with me, "for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with," look at this, "with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up," look at this, "caught up together with them in the clouds," look at this, "in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." My friends, Jesus is about to come. Hallelujah. And throughout the scripture, the Bible tells us that he's coming for his church. He's coming for his bride. We are the born-again church, the bride of Christ. But something supernatural has to take place. There has to be a change. That's right. Flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. And so our soul and spirit, hallelujah, needs a new body. A body that will be just like the Lord Jesus Christ when he rose again on the third day. He is the first prototype. And he is the one that's going to give us a body just like his. And so something miraculously is going to take place so that we can be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. Let's look at the word of God right here. It's found in 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 54. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be" what? "Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be" what? "Change. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Praise God. My friends, my question is, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus in the air? Have you repented of your sins? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been filled with the Spirit of God? Have you been baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ? You need to know without a shadow of a doubt. Because if you have denied the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not ready. If you haven't been born again, you're not ready. And when Jesus comes, don't let this, what you're about to see, happen to you. Let's take a look at this.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
Wow. Wow, my friends. That's a real depiction right there. It's called the rapture of the church. It's when Jesus will come for the second time to take his church home. And I just read through the scriptures that we will be changed and we will be like him in the twinkling of an eye, faster than the speed of light. And those that you saw that were left behind, that was a church meeting. And they were there in that church. But why were they still left behind? Some of them were just a name tag Christian. They were brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, never been born again, never repented of their sins. But I'm here to let you know, you don't have to be left behind. Can I get an amen? All you got to do is turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, cry out to God. Listen, there was a sermon preached 2,000 years ago by an apostle by the name of Peter. Let's look at what he wrote. Let's look at this for a moment. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 39, then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Remission means forgiveness. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means being born from above. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Wow. Wow. Isn't that a blessing to know? My friends, praise God. That's a blessing to know, huh? That's right. You too can receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Please, if you're listening right now, just bow your heart and your head with me. I want to lead you into a sinner's prayer. Now, the prayer is not mystical. It's not magical. But if you come to Jesus by faith, he will do the miraculous. I could only point you to the cross. You know, you could take a horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. I cannot give you salvation, but guess what? Jesus is the only one that can save. And so, cry out to him right now with a heart of repentance and watch God do the miraculous in your life. Pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. Someone just got saved. Someone just gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, down below, there's our website. And reach out to us. Our email, our phone number is on our website. We'd love to give you a Bible. We'd love to point you to a good church that will teach the unadulterated word of God, and that you can continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also down below, our website, to all those who have been so faithful throughout the years until now, many of you still are very faithful in sending your tithes and offerings, and we are so mighty thankful. We know there are some that have paused for a moment, and we get that. We're in a COVID. Some have not even come back to church. But that's okay, because God is still going to bless his church, because God is the one that's in charge. And we are mighty thankful for those who continue to bless the work of the ministry. And so down below, there's a donate button, and donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, it's time now to sign off and to say thank you for joining us this evening. On behalf of Sister Yolanda and myself and the Amazing Grace family, we want to thank you for just tuning in this evening on Facebook and YouTube. And I'm looking forward to see many of you this Sunday morning at 10:30 there at the Sweetwater location. We're back in action, and I'm excited. Let me just say this. Last Sunday, the anointing was so strong. The Spirit of God fell, and we were in the presence of the Lord. I'm looking for another moment like that. I hope you are too. And so I'm going to leave this benediction, and we're going to sign off. The Bible says, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Sweetwater facility. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.